And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray, along with Corey Sandin. Rock God Rick is just coming in on the Shogun here any minute now to Fisherman's Landing. And we have a great guest for you right here from the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. Lori Byron Sackow is here from Turner's Outdoorsman. We're going to be talking some tackle here and some fishing, too, because she is one fishy lady. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and a mightier 1090. San Diego, do you need a vehicle that's built ready for your next adventure? Well, your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered with the 2021 Ford Ranger. This adventure-ready truck is built with durable features like its frame-mounted step bumpers and high-strength steel frame. But that's not all. The Ford Ranger also has an available terrain management system with four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Looking to tow your boat or trailer to your next adventure? No problem. The 2021 Ford Ranger can handle that too and has smart technology like Bliss with trailer coverage to assist changing lanes and makes driving so much better when towing your boat or trailer. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com to learn more. That's buyfordnow.com and they'll be glad to hook you up.
Saturday, November 6th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, and it's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts and over 20 reps from tackle manufacturers like Daiwa, P-Line, Salty Crew, West Coast Marine, and Phoenix. Don't miss all the great seminars, the huge raffle to benefit Rollo Kids, the popular casting contest, and of course, the huge sale. For the best ever tackle bargains, check out Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 6th.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
All right, good morning, and welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And, man, it's a busy landing out here. Oh, right, boy, now. Yeah, we saw the Searcher come in this morning. We saw the Royal Star, the XL, and Shogun, still no sign of Shogun. Yeah,
not yet.
They're
no.
coming in soon.
They're lined up.
Yeah, they're lined up and anxious to hear the report from Ricky tomorrow about what happened on their six-day Let's Talk Hookup trip. So they had a little bit of weather.
Yeah, but hopefully some Guadalupe action.
They definitely went to Guadalupe. Yeah. So, yeah, we'll hear some good stuff. But what a great guest and a good friend in the studio here. Lori, good morning.
Good morning.
Great to have you. And, boy, it's just so great to see you. You've been friends of ours for decades. And 30 years. We were talking about that, right?
30 years. Are you kidding me? Wow.
The second half of life sure goes by way quicker.
Yeah. It's all those things are true, yeah. But you work at Turner's Outdoorsman in San Marcos. You've been there for 10 years?
10 years.
Wow.
Yeah, surprising.
Seems like just yesterday you started at Turner's, really?
You look at life 20, 30 years ago, and I would never have known that I would work at a tackle store.
Yeah.
Actually, when it came up, Wendy Potoshihara from Iserline, she knew I was trying to slow down from self-employment, and she's like, you know, if Turner's like 3 miles from your house is hiring and tackle, and in my mind, I'm like, well, I've never sold tackle, but I know how to fish. So
yeah.
I went there really with an open mind. I'm not a BSer anyway, so I didn't try to pretend that I knew everything about tackle. And I would learn with my customers. You know, how many bearings is this reel? Well, let's look at the box. And together, there's 7 bearings. It's a 6-to-1 gearing. So I've learned a lot in 10 years about the technical parts of tackle. Uh-huh. Which has been really interesting. Part of with my late husband, Chuck Byron, passing away, he taught me how to fish. This is in the early 90s. And I'm like, I'd hop on the boat. What are we doing? Oh, we're going to yellowtail fish. Okay, so we get out there. I grab a rod. I fish. So I did that for 10 years. He passes away. Friends in the industry would call me up and invite me to go fishing with them. And I remember the first time I walked out to the garage, and I was like, I wonder what I take, because
right.
I didn't realize it was like golf. You know, there's a club for everything. There's a rod and reel for everything.
Sure.
So it forced me to have to learn my own equipment that I had in the garage. I already knew how to drive the boats. But then it became way more interesting learning all of that.
Yeah.
And then working at Turner's the last 10 years, I never knew that I would know every single hook and how long the shank is and what a 9174 Mustad, but like I know all the hooks now.
Pretty awesome. And,
yeah.
And you have such a great, well-equipped tackle store at there at San Marcos, probably one of the best in the chain, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, of the 26 stores now?
26 stores, and then we actually have opened one in Tucson the last couple years.
Really?
I always say we are a firearm store, and then there's fishing in it, too. So we have opened a few stores in Arizona now. I don't think they have tackle in theirs, but 26 here, starting from as far south as El Cajon, the Kearney Mesa store, up to my San Marcos store, and then we go all the way to Stockton.
Stockton. Wow.
So,
the Turner's is, I mean, we've been doing business with Turner's for almost 30 years,
uh-huh.
And just watching it grow. From those days, and
yeah.
I think there were 7 stores or 6 stores back then, and then now 26
stores. 26,
that's
incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah, and doing so well.
Yeah, we have our owners are 2 brothers from Australia. So and, you know, we run the shops. It's nice that we have several stores, because if we run out of a product, I can call the Tolera store. They're not selling their Talica 12 up there, so I can take that from them, bring it down. So it's nice. If we don't have a product that you're looking for, I always tell people it doesn't mean I can't get it. Give me 3 or 4 days, and I'll have it sent over from another store.
And that's what's incredible, because with those 26 stores, you have buying power, and those prices are passed on to the customers.
Yeah.
And
yep.
Like you're saying, if they have something in Tolera or Stockton or
that they're not using.
Exactly. It can be shipped down in 2 days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And speaking of that, I guess the ISC shows are going in, International Sportsman Expos.
Which I think they have them in Phoenix, or they have them in
Denver. So they've had
Sacramento.
One in Sacramento.
Yeah.
So we're going back up to that, because we do have 4 or 5 stores in that area.
Which are all newer.
Right.
Which, like, in the last 3 years, I think.
Probably
right?
the last 3 years,
yeah.
So they pull their top, probably their best of their sellers, several of us, and we fly up there and work that show, which is kind of neat. Interesting. Everybody up there is left-handed.
Really?
I think because there's the delta and so much water that everybody learns to fish at a young age with a spinning reel, which usually always the handle comes on the left.
There's a lot of left-handed guys.
So we have to bring all our left-handed accurates, our left-handed Abbotts, anything left-handed. They will buy those. Yeah.
That is interesting, right?
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Everything left-handed.
Wow. And there's everything from striped bass to halibut fishing
to sturgeon.
Sure.
Yeah.
Salmon.
They'll buy 2-speed reels with 80-pound braid for sturgeon.
For sturgeon.
Like,
wow.
You're kidding me. They're like, oh, yeah. They jump. You know, they'll get 100-pounders.
the rock fishing up there. I mean, there's the crabbing. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
So when somebody comes in and sees you at the San Marcos store, somebody new at Turner's Outdoorsman there, they must just be blown away at your fishing knowledge, right?
They do. It's kind of funny.
Wait a minute. It's a girl, right?
Yeah. When I first got there, a couple of maybe one or two or three times, a guy would walk in and I'm like, can I help you? And they're like, yeah, is there a guy in here that can help me with fishing? And I'm like, well, not right now, but I can help you.
Oh.
Well, do you know? Yeah. Well, do you know anything? And I'm like, well, I know some. And then start talking, get them their equipment. By the time they leave, they're my best friend. They're showing me their pictures. And then now they'll come to me. All of us I know as salespeople and turners, you end up with your following that just want to have you tie their knots and only you tie their line. Sometimes I feel like a therapist. I've gotten phone calls. Hey, Lori, and these are like even like 25-year-old kids. It's awesome that look up to me, but they'll be like, I'm out in the bay right now, and I'm using a dropper loop, and I'm looking for halibut, and it's not working. Like, I'm at work, and they're on the water. What should I try? I'm like, well, try, you know, a Carolina rig with a da-da. I hang up. I'm like, gosh, sometimes I feel like I'm a therapist.
And in a way, you are.
And I tease my customers. I'm like, Lucy on Charlie Brown. It's only 5 cents for my therapy session.
Yeah.
So.
So if somebody comes, I mean, you probably get this question all the time. Somebody comes in right now and says, I'm going on a long-range trip to Guadalupe Island. What do I take? What do you say?
I always start with that classic hook, line, and sinker. So, and even if with a 101, someone comes in, me and my son want to go to Lake Dixon and fish, we don't know anything. So I always start with hook, line, and sinker. Let's get the right hooks. Let's make sure you have fresh line. What sinkers do you need? And then from there we go lures. I've been fortunate enough to do enough long-ranging now the last 8 years that I know what should be in your tackle department. And I think they have that faith in me because they know I do. I'm actually out there.
You actually do it?
I actually do it. So now I don't get too many questions. I'm actually called Wendy Toshihara from Miser and Line. We laughed because I told her, I go, people call me a legend. Aren't you old when you're a legend? She says, somebody called me a pioneer the other day. I'm like, oh, my God, that is old. Yeah, when you're a pioneer.
Yeah, pioneer. Wow. But, yeah, they call Frank Lopresti a legend, so watch out.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's great. But I find it interesting just because it's just not knowledge from, like, you guys being on the water for that many years and learning. I still, to this day, I try to learn something every day when I'm out on the water, whether it's another angler has a technique of something. I don't change my knots too much. People try to teach me all the time, you know, this knot, that knot, let me show you. And I'm like, you know, I go for the knot that works.
And what is that knot?
I do the San Diego Jam, pretty much for all my jigs, all my hooks.
I've used that since 11 or 12 years old.
Yeah.
Same one. Yeah.
It's the foolproof knot.
It really
it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you can, but almost never mess it up.
Right.
If it looks right, it probably is.
Is right.
Yeah.
And the Palomar knot's a good knot, good strong knot too, but if you don't get those two pieces that go through the eye of the hook, if they
don't
overlap,
right, yeah,
if they crisscross each other in, you know, in a hard battle, that could cut. It's the line will cut.
For sure.
Let me ask you this. What do you use for Spectra to fluorocarbon?
Well, the generic name is I do a three-turn uni.
Like a back-to-back?
And then I do an improved Albright 10 down, 10 up. So I don't know if it's called a Bob Sands knot, a Tony Pena knot. There's all the names, they name it.
Yeah, I think like the Tony Pena or Bob Sands, we have it on our YouTube channel, Let's Talk Hook Up.
Right.
The RP knot by far. I mean, but it took me, like you say, it takes a while to change, right? You get used to the San Diego knot, and I asked you because I used the back-to-back uni forever, and once I switched over to the
RP knot,
it was like a no-brainer.
The RP knot does go down and up. It doesn't have that first uni backer knot.
Right.
I have seen, working with Iserline on the line testing machine, I have seen that knot. It can pull pigtail all the way out, where if you do that first backer knot of the uni, that's like a backer knot that's not going to let that tag end of your leader line be able to ever pull out.
There it is. The knowledge.
And the other nice thing about that Bob Sands or Tony Pena knot, the knot you're talking about, is going through the guides, it's smoother because it doesn't have that big
butt end there because of that uni knot's a little facing kind of the right way.
Right, on the underneath, and then you're cinched down, basically the Albright part of it actually even tapers. It's almost like a point at the one end tapers. Slides right through
like
the knot.
Like that knot, too. But it's still a little more complicated than the John Collins or RP knot.
RP knot,
But so both are good, but that's kind of your go-to knot. Do you teach people when they come into the store, would you teach me that knot?
I do, but then I tell them if you don't go home and tie it, you're not going to remember it.
You gotta tie
it. And you live right down the street, so just come have me do your knots.
Oh, yeah.
Why do you need to learn it?
Yeah, and that's the nice thing about Turner's. It's a big chain, but it's a neighborhood store, right?
It's a neighborhood store. Everybody that works there is very passionate. We all either they're target shooting, they're into trap shooting, they're into fishing. So I think we're all very passionate about our job, so it makes us more enthusiastic as salespeople.
Sure.
For the gun side, they only with California and all the paperwork, they kind of spoil the fun out of selling because there's paperwork even now just to buy ammo.
Oh.
So that, you know, I think that's kind of a bummer for those guys, but that's the state of California.
It's gotten kind of crazy.
They try to make it hard.
Yeah.
They want us to all quit.
Yeah. so do you have control on what needs to be in your tackle department? It's like, hey, we need to get this. And I know you know the buyer really well, great guy. And,
yeah.
You know, can you call him up and say, hey, you know what? We're lacking this. We need this in the tackle department.
I do. And pretty much there's a handful of us, but because we're proactive, I'm proactive in like wanting to get something in. You still sometimes some employees are like, well, we just don't have it. But I'm kind of old school, so I'm just like, well, where can we get it? So I do have Kyle Tibbetts as our buyer. I do have him in my cell phone, so I'm texting him all the time. Hey, I saw two Penn VISX 20s in the, you know, not in our warehouse, but in our distributor's warehouse. Can I get them? He's like, sure. Or actually, there was three of them in there the other day, and I wanted all three. And I'm like, can I get a few? And he said, sure, get three. Perfect. That's what I wanted.
Perfect.
So they're very open, and they know my San Marcos store fishing department is number one pretty much 11 out of 12 months out of the year for the past 5 years.
Wow.
We sell more. So we get a little more privilege, more stuff to the warehouse because they know we sell more. And then, you know, they know that we're hands-on and listening to our customers so we can get more product. I get to call Tommy Gomes and get uni butter because I know him.
But
other than that, they weren't buying uni butter. But I'm like, can I call Tommy and get 100 bottles of it? So they've been great.
That's great. And what you were saying about, you know, I got to get a Catalica 10, but there's no Catalica 10s around. Let's call Stockton and bring it down, and you have that buying power that you can pull that off.
Uh-huh.
You know, and especially in this day and age when you can't get product right?
Yeah, and we have our truck 2 days a week. Our truck comes to each store, so you know, ours is a Tuesday and a Friday. Which the ammo people buying ammo learn because ammo is such a shortage right now that we'll have them lined up at the door every Tuesday and Friday to see what ammo came in.
Wow!
But as far as getting a reel or rod from another store, it'll come within 3 to 4 days, so we can take care of them.
And you don't have to stand in line.
Yeah.
Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. As you can hear, Lori's a wealth of knowledge when it comes to tackle, and we've just scratched the surface. Right?
I think, Pete, I think we're very fortunate to have Lori in the studio today. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And if you want to be a part of the show, give us a shout. The number is 213-432-1090. We're giving away, if having Lori in studio wasn't enough, we're giving away a full-day trip on the San Diego out of Seaforth Sport Fishing. It's pretty darn cool. Or you can text the show via the app, which we've had. It's a very popular thing. Just download the app, text the show. You can send a message. Peter and I will get those messages, and it's a one-way deal. Make sure you leave where you're from and leave your name, and you can do it that way. Or, again, give us a shout. Have your chance to win the San Diego full-day trip out of Seaforth Sport Fishing. Give us a shout, 213-432-1090. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. More from Lori and Turner's. Love talking Turner's. We're going to be right back on the Let's Talk Hookup app in the mightier 1090.
If you are going fishing on your trailer boat, make Summit Gasoline your first stop. Easy in and out with your trailer with almost 2 acres at the San Diego Sports Arena parking lot. Summit has what you need. Gourmet coffee.
the beer, ice, bait, fishing license, discount San Diego and Mission Bay live bait certificates, and the lowest price on gas. For a limited time, tell them you heard this, and you will get 100 pounds of ice free with the minimum of 35-gallon purchase. You heard right, 100 pounds of ice free. There is no better place to get your gas and load up on everything you need than Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena. Easy access to Dana or Shelter Island launch ramp, Summit caters to boats and trailers. Try them once, and you'll be back. Live bait certificates at a discount, beer, coffee, food, ice, and the lowest gas prices. It's your first stop before fishing. 100 pounds of ice free with a minimum purchase. Summit Gasoline. Easy in and out with your boat and trailer and more at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Hayden Lane here from Fast Lane Kayaking, and I got to tell you about all the rad new stuff we have in the shop, like the fully updated new line of Hobie inflatable kayaks, the iTrek series. Hobie took the best-selling I-11S and made it even better, then added new models like it, like the new iTrek 9 that weighs just 37 pounds, fully rigged, packs into a small bag with wheels, and fits just about anywhere. And on the water, this thing performs. Featuring a super wide and flat hull shape that has stable and an elevated beach chair style seat that is comfortable. Or the all-new Hobie Mirage Lynx. Inspired by the shape of the inflatable kayaks, Hobie made a durable and ultralight hardtop model. It's the missing link. It looks like a hybrid of a stand-up paddleboard and a kayak. And the best part, at just 45 pounds, the hull weighs about half as much as similar sized kayaks. And it's stackable. Pile them up on your roof rack or your truck bed. You gotta see this thing. Stop by the shop. Right on the water in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay. Or check us out online at fastlanekayaking.com.
I can't wait to spend some quality time with my son fishing this year, teaching him about casting, how to choose bait, set the hook, and how to be safe on the water by always wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
If you're into saltwater fishing, listen to this. Saturday, November 6th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern, and we're pulling out all the stops on this one. Over 20 manufacturers' reps like Shimano and PowerPro. Check out all the Shimano and PowerPro product in stock and talk to the Shimano and PowerPro guys about the best Shimano rod and reel for your upcoming trip. Backed by popular demand, the Shimano Tranks Casting Contest. Cast the Shimano Tranks 500 and Shimano Terramar 90H rod and show your surface iron casting skills. You'll see the Shimano Terramar is the perfect rod to handle tough fish. The secret? TC4 blank construction. Match your Shimano Terramar rod with a Shimano Tranks 500 reel. Shimano's X-Ship and HEG technologies within the Shimano Tranks combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth and effortless retrieve. It's our biggest sale of the year, Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. Saturday, November 6th.
Season long-range fishermen know that the Red Rooster 3 is the finest fishing vessels in terms of technology, design, speed, comfort, and safety. This 1.5-foot sport fishing yacht meets every demand for comfort while delivering an unforgettable fishing vacation. Captain Andy Cates and crew are experienced, friendly, and sincere in their desire to help you have the trip of a lifetime. Book a trip on the Red Rooster 3 and you'll be back. Trips go fast. So check RedRooster3.com or call Lee Palm Sport Fishery at 619-224-3855.
All right, good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And like we were talking about earlier, having Lori in studio from Turner's. And you want to give us a shout, 213-432-1090. There is one spot open right now on the phone lines, giving away a full-day trip on the San Diego out of Seaforth.
Yeah.
Pretty darn cool.
Yeah, and also text the show, too, via the Let's Talk Hookup app. You can text the show. Phones are packed. Lori's a popular young lady there, and we're definitely excited to have you in the studio. It's really fun.
Thank you.
One thing I want to mention is I just came back from our Let's Talk Hookup, our 27th annual Palmas de Cortez Fall Spectacular Tournament. I mean, we talk about, 30 years and all that stuff. It's like, 27 years? Are you kidding me? We've been doing this tournament. And it's such a great place, and love what the Van Wormers have done. Have you been to Palmas?
I have.
Yeah.
It's great. And you know, Bobby Van Oren is a great collector of Chuck's originals. Chuck Meyer originals. So he's got some great artwork in there.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. Actually, at the resort.
At the resort.
There's a lot.
And in his home, too, I'm sure. I would guess he probably owns 7 or 8 original.
No kidding. Wow.
Yeah, he was always a good supporter.
I was trying to tell my wife this morning, like, how beautiful Chuck's art was. It was the most realism.
I didn't know how to put it, but
right.
It was
unbelievable.
Like the blue marlin chasing a six dorado out of the water, and it was just there's nothing that matches that even today.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
For the realism and the beauty and the color.
Yeah, because he was a fisherman, and he would just take from his mind what he saw out there and transform it to paper. He used to say, it's just color over color on a whiteboard. I don't know why everybody can't do that.
Yeah.
You know,
incredible talent.
To make it
super
look
incredible.
Fish.
Yeah.
But yeah, great imagination. I remember time there was a big marlin with like big tuna scattering out of the way. He had paint this painting, and I came home and I'm like, does that really happen out there? And he goes, well, you could only imagine. It must.
Yeah,
right.
Well, like our backdrop at the shows, and then our sticker we have is
Chuck Byron.
Chuck Byron.
Uh-huh.
And he imagined the fish coming out of the radio. I mean, what creative imagination that was, right?
Right.
To draw that.
Right.
Late husband was the coolest guy ever. I can remember him today. Yeah. But today you have the most wonderful husband.
Out of tragedy and loss of one and the wonderful support of the fishing industry and... Yeah, met a wonderful man and kind of was like, I don't need to get married. I'm good. I'm old enough. Yeah. I don't need to have babies and buy houses. And but someone, David Sackow, came into my life, and he's just amazing. I mean, how many husbands will have no problem with you going on a 10-day long range with 28 men and just you?
Right?
He's like, babe, you go have fun. You know?
He's so cool.
That takes a lot.
He truly is a wonderful gentleman.
Yeah, David, really great guy, for sure. So happy for you there.
Thank you.
But down at Palmas there, they have, Bobby's got the art up around the resort and stuff, but they've done some amazing things. They're building another bar called the Blue Marlin Bar next to the sushi bar, along with fire pits too, which is really cool. And we had 55 people in our tournament.
That's a lot.
And 17 boats. And to say that the fishing was slow is a little bit of an understatement. It was slow. I mean, in 27 years, we have never had an October tournament with no tuna.
What do you think?
There were no tuna.
Period.
No tuna to be caught.
Water temperatures?
The water temperatures were pretty normal.
Yeah.
And Chris Moyer from the East Cape Smokehouse and Smokey's Bar and Grill there, he said that they haven't really seen much tuna since July.
Interesting.
You know, there was an abundance of tuna there in May and June. Like our Rancho Leonero tournament, we had a great, fantastic tuna fishing. Well, apparently some big seiners came in and wrapped all that. But you know, generally speaking,
the tuna are traveling, you know.
So,
even our yellowfin were late here.
Right,
they kind of just show up 3-4 weeks
and not in abundance either.
Yeah.
Just not so. I mean. It's a cycle.
Right.
It's cycles, right? But there were some marlin caught, not an abundance of marlin, but we had some marlin. We had some sailfish. We had a lot of Dorado. One boat caught a wahoo while we were there. So the wahoo was missing, too. Normally, October, we have great wahoo fishing, too. So the 17 teams, we had, statewide stripes. Gave us $1,000 to give away. $500 for the largest Dorado, which was 17 pounds. So most of the Dorado were small.
Mm-hmm.
And then $500 for the largest tuna. And so we had no tuna. So what we did is we put all the boats into a hat and then pulled a number. And everybody loved that. And somebody won $500. One of the boats won $500. So
nice. We
had a great tournament. Great group of people. The No Bananas teams were there. And a lot of our regulars were there. The weather, it was warm. It was pretty warm.
But any rain while you were there?
That was kind of the change over there.
Yeah.
Our tournament was Thursday to Monday. And so we had a pretty nice, we had a little bit of afternoon winds on Friday and Saturday, and then Sunday was nice with a little bit of afternoon winds. So it was very, very fishable. But then, of course, that Hurricane Pamela started moving up, and everybody started getting nervous, right? Well, our group pretty much bailed on Monday. We stayed an extra day because we went diving at Cabo Pulmo on Monday, which I video on our YouTube channel. If you go at Stock Hookup Radio Show, I shot some underwater.
Of your dive.
Of the dive, yeah. With
I'll
this
have to
new
check
GoPro
that out.
I got. It came out really pretty well. But Cabo Pulmo is an unbelievable scuba diving spot. If you've never been and you're a scuba diver, it's an absolute must-go. It's phenomenal. festival, and especially this time of the year. We didn't have phenomenal visibility. Normally, this time of the year, you get 70 to 100-foot visibility. We had like 40-foot visibility. But the amount of big fish we saw, I had 50, 60-pound dog-tooth snapper within 5 feet of me.
Wow.
I mean, unbelievable.
Crazy.
And giant grouper, giant broomtail grouper, like 80, 100-pound grouper.
Wow,
like
Pete.
Within... feed of me and
you know, you can almost feed them.
I mean, unbelievable. Lobsters, you know, sticking out of the holes and stuff because it's untouched. You know, they're not allowed to fish in there. It's all protected. But that was certainly one of the highlights. And one of the other highlights for us was renting quads from Can-Do Quad Rental and going up into the arroyos.
How green was it?
Been so much rain and everything is so green.
Flowers?
Flowers everywhere. A lot of the sand got washed out, so you had to kind of hike up to get to the waterfalls. But we went on a tour with one of the guys from Can-Do, the manager there, and he took us up into the mountains and then over the mountains, this trail that was unbelievable. And we went down into San Bartolo, which is an adjacent, it's about a 15-mile ride north if you've been to through mm-hmm. La Paz. It's where a lot of the bottled water comes from San Bartolo, from the springs there. And went into San Bartolo, and there's this oasis pool there that you pay $4 a head to get in, and it's like a giant swimming pool all fed constantly with this natural spring water. And it's like, it reminded me of like being in like that movie Cocoon, you know, where you get into the water and it's like, it revitalizes you because the water is so soft. And it was a hot day. It was like in the 90s. So we got
refreshing.
It. After being on the side-by-sides through the mountains, we jump into that. It was like, oh my God, we've died and gone to heaven. So it was really cool. And
that sounds really neat.
And then we had a really cool lunch in San Bartolo. So my point is, the fishing is always the focus in the East Cape, but there's so many other things to do there when you stay at Palmas de Cordero, Rancho Lino, or Playa del Sol. That fishing's, you know, everybody had a great time. It was fun, and there was a lot of other fun things to do. So so thanks to the Van Warmers. Thanks to Eddie Dalmau, who runs the booking office there, and he and his wife Shannon. He did a great job with T-shirts and trophies and of course, a trip back to Palmas de Cortez. Thanks to Fisherman's Landing, they gave us gift cards to give away. Maui Jim sunglasses we had, and for the most billfish release. So great tournament, great group of people, and we're going to be back next October 6th through 11th of 2022 for our 28th annual. So,
and I'm sure the fishing will be different, right? I mean,
it is
the
different.
First year you have not
year.
Had tuna.
Yeah,
you know?
Every year is different.
Yeah, yeah.
And every year the weather's different. But back to that hurricane thing. So the hurricane was coming in. We weren't leaving until Tuesday, and it's like, are we going to get out of here on Tuesday? Because it was like headed that way, and then it veered off to mainland.
It went right above Mazatlan.
And there was a lot of damage in Mazatlan.
There,
right?
Well, there was a lot of water.
From Mazatlan,
a lot
right?
of fallen trees. Power was out. Yeah. And the lakes there, Picachos. I have a guide friend there. And he sent me pictures of like flooded trailers and stuff. Like the water was literally about 6 feet above the high water line. Literally, there was more water coming into the lake than was exiting the lake.
Wow.
So it was flooding. Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy to
see. No deaths?
No, I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
So that's good.
No,
yeah.
But there was
it
just
came through. When it came through, it came through fast.
It did?
It moved very quickly. Yeah,
I can imagine. El Salto's probably full,
can you
too.
Imagine?
Yeah.
Right? And everything's so green, too.
Yeah,
I mean,
it just changes. Like you were at East Cape. I mean, it goes from a desert landscape, brown, shades of brown, to literally every shade of green with the flowers. And it's just,
it's beautiful. It's gorgeous, for sure. Great time of the year to be there. And, of course, now we have Bisbee going on, too. So we're going to hear more about Bisbee, too, the offshore tournaments now, and then the big black and blue comes up. We have Gary Graham on the show in a couple of weeks. He's going to be fresh back to report from Bisbee. I think he's on Halloween. So that'll be
a good one,
too. So let's go ahead and jump into the phones. They're jam-packed, and they want to talk to Lori. So
they are, Pete. Let's do it. Talk to Sean. Sean Colm from Lomita. Good morning. Welcome to the show this morning, Sean.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, Lori. I can relate to what you're talking about, Pete. I was down at Palmas when Hurricane Ignacio came and chased us out of there so we could catch our plane home. Anyway, I can totally relate to what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Hey, Lori, I'm thinking about taking... My friend and I are thinking about taking our kids to Lake Irvine. and do some freshwater fishing, what kind of tackle would you recommend us bringing to catch some trout, maybe some bass, and all the other catches that are there at Lake Irvine?
Yeah, so soon, and then I know that our local lakes here in San Diego are getting ready to stock trout around, right around the middle of November, so I would imagine that same thing with the lakes up in your area. So you will be doing, take the opportunity to do trout fishing because they're stocking, you know, up to 2,000 to 3,000 pounds of fish about every 2 weeks of the rainbow trout. One thing about trout, they're like the bluefin in the ocean, but the trout in the lakes are the pickiest visually of any fish, just like bluefin.
Yeah, so well put.
So you've got a light line. You've got to fish 2 or 4 pound test. You even go up to 6. You could use a 6 pound test if you're going to throw some Castmasters or a lure because that's a reaction bite. But if you're going to do any worm fishing, dough bait fishing, you're going to want to go 2 and 4 pound test, a Carolina rig, which is your weight about 1.5 feet away from your hook. The weight's going to keep your
2 pound test.
2 pound
what
test.
What about fluorocarbon?
And you know, I go straight mono myself with 2 pound. And you can catch a 10-pound fish on that, but it's like getting a bluefin, a 100-pound bluefin on 25-pound test. You just have to finesse it and take your time with it. But so you're going to want a Carolina rig with that, with either some dough bait, some Berkeley mice tails. Everybody has their favorite lures. We've noticed out of Turner's we're selling a lot of the hookup baits, the small little 1/32nd or the 1/16th size, and a black and gold is amazing at all lakes.
Tiny
and
little ones
tiny,
for trout.
It's a little tube bait.
Like the total mini jig style.
Yeah. It's a tube bait with a lead head in it. On the sink, most of it gets bit. So I'd encourage you, all the turners carry the hookup baits. So I would plan for that.
The mouse, the Berkeley mouse? What's that?
So a mice tail. It's got
mice tail.
So a lot of people will take a little treble hook and put a little ball about the size of a marble around the hook, and then they'll add a worm.
Okay.
So the mice tail is a plastic worm sticking out of the top of a little ball.
Like a ball of power bait or something?
Power bait, but it's actually, and they smell too. The Berkeley power bait plastic worms and plastics have a scent to them too.
Okay, never heard of those, do you?
Yeah,
mouse tail.
Mice tail.
I have seen, they're tapered, kind of. I've seen them.
Yeah.
They start out a little bit larger and then tapered down to almost nothing.
Yeah, but it's literally like a ball with a little tail sticking
out of it. Very interesting.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and those you would Carolina rig on a single hook for that.
And that almost floats it, kind of.
They float.
Yeah.
So your little weight's holding down on the bottom, and then that will float
above. I'm starting to visualize the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
And one tip on any Carolina rigging for trout, you'd never want to go more than 1/8 of an ounce of weight. That's another thing that trout are picky about. They pick up a hook and they feel any weight, they're going to let go. So you want to have don't ever go heavier than 1/8 ounce. Don't go heavier than 4 pound test. And literally, if you use a treble hook or a single leg hook, it's got to be like a size 18, tiny, tiny.
Ooh.
If the trout sees the hook, they're not going to bite it.
Yeah.
And I'm getting to my age where to put 2 pound test in the eye of
number
a size
18.
20 little hook is like difficult. I have to do that stuff the night before now.
Yeah, I hear you. But, hey, perfect. Great knowledge there.
Right?
I think that went a few layers deeper than I ever thought.
Yeah,
it would,
yeah.
Right?
For sure.
Yeah. Well, thanks a lot for the call. Good question for sure. Hey, let's find out what's biting in the Baja. Our buddy Castman, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours is on the line.
Good morning, Castman. And sponsored
Good
morning, Castman. Sponsored by the Fish Pros of Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, as well as your private boat catch. We can see out here they're very busy
this morning.
Extremely busy. So you definitely want to get your reservations in. That's a big part of it for sure. But as far as purchasing fresh fish, smoked jerky fish, the rubs, or smoked cheese, their famous tuna burger, and their amazing poke kit, they're also open right now, brand new, several months now, at their Taylor Street location in Old Town. All for details, order online at fishermanprocessing.com. Like we were saying, you definitely want to make a reservation with them if you're going out. You have to. They're extremely busy, as well as all of them.
All the processes.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Castman, what's up?
Morning, Castman.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, Lori.
Hi, Richard. Long time no see.
Hey, I know. I just wanted, good to have you on the show. I just wanted to comment quite a few years ago when Cast Tours was fairly new. Mm-hmm. I had Chuck design a T-shirt for us that we'd, you know, give away back in those days. And I told him I needed a picture of the Baja map and then with all the different species of fish that are caught there. And I'll tell you, he designed me a beautiful, beautiful shirt. We had quite a few T-shirts made from that. But you were talking about Bobby Van Wormer. He actually bought that particular painting, and he does have it hanging down there.
I think he owns that original art of that. Yeah, that was a beautiful
one. Yeah, he does.
I still make reproductions and prints, and they're available. Yeah, but yeah, that
Where
was
do
a
you get
those?
Yes.
So www.chuckbyronart.com. Wow. I'm not really out there marketing it, but, you know, it's...
Because you did the shows for a number of years after Chuck passed away.
And then
it just got to the point where you didn't do it anymore, but we can still buy it online.
You can still buy it online. Like I said, I'm not out the shows marketing it that much, but the website's there. People look at the internet. I still get random. Somebody from Indiana wants a picture of a smallmouth bass because I have. If you go into the gallery, there's freshwater fish, there's saltwater, there's inshore, there's wildlife art.
Yeah.
I mean, there's everything from moose to deer to elk.
Wow. He truly, and I say it from my heart, he was one of the best artists that I have ever seen.
Oh, for sure.
Like the realism and the beauty and the color and the detail, just incredible.
Yeah. It is. And then Chuck did pass away 18 years ago, but I always say, well, the 1999 tuna looks just like the 2021 tuna.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
The art never goes out of style.
No,
you know,
it
which is a great thing about that. And maybe one day, too, I may start marketing again. It doesn't, because it isn't going to go out of style.
Yeah, it's timeless.
So I might pick it up one day and do it again. Right now, I just try to keep my plate clearer so that I can fish more.
That's key. And Castman, we'll have to. I wonder if that is that art on the available at Chuck Byron.
It's on the website too.
Okay.
It's a beautiful map of Baja and then all the different fish on it.
Wow. There you go, Cass.
Well, hey, it was my vision, and Chuck Chuck put it
and
to life.
He got it on paper.
Great job.
Uh-huh.
Hey, but anyway, getting on with the Baja Fish Report. We had Hurricane Pamela went through the southern tip of Baja there. It didn't cause too much problems, some rain showers, but it did hit Mazatlan. We had clients going in on Tuesday, two different groups, and unfortunately couldn't get in. Flights were canceled, but checking with the Aries fleet there, they're back in operation as of today. They opened up the port, and boats are fishing, and Hotel Marina El Cid there, they're back in business now, and actually two of my guys that were going to go Wednesday actually booking for the 21st, and so I'm going to get them down there, and hopefully they get in some good, Dorado fishing with all that flotsam going around down there. You know, it's going to be some action. But as far as the southern tip of Baja, like you said, Pete, in your report, things were slow, but there are some tuna down around the Ayman and the San Luis and Vino Ama area. Not the quantity that we normally have right now, but they, 2 weeks ago they were getting some 250, 300 pound fish there. So they're around. I think it's just, we're going through a change right now with the different currents and temperatures and the temperature breaks that are going on down there. They also had a few Wahoo in the count, and I'm getting pretty excited because we're going down November 7th with our annual Wahoo Rumble to San Jose del Cabo. And, normally that's a good time of year to target Wahoo down there. And of course, I'm pretty sure the tuna will be in there in good numbers and the Dorado. But anyway, that's, not much of a report this week, but hopefully I'll have a better report for you next week. Oh, and by the way, I'll the 25th, which is the following week, I'm heading for Venice, Louisiana to fish redfish. So I'm really looking forward to that trip, those bull redfish.
I want to do that.
Yeah. Oh, you're a lucky guy, Cass, man. Yeah, and you know, the thing is that all that fish, they know Cass is coming, so they'll all swim into San Jose
right?
And be there for Cass, because it just happens that way. When
goes
people with Cass tours,
he goes to Venice.
Happens,
he goes
right?
to Venice, all the redfish are swimming up.
Exactly, it just happens that way.
Hey.
Cass, man.
Anyway, that's the report. That's a report for this week, guys. I'll talk to you guys next Saturday. And anybody wants to book a trip into southern Baja, mainland Mexico, Central and South America, and other destinations we sell, give them a call at Cast Tours,
800-593-6510 or on the web at www.casttours.com. Talk to you next week.
Thanks, Cass, man. Always great to hear from you, and we'll talk to you next Saturday for sure. Hey, phones are packed, but...
They are, but we're going to be right back, Pete, and you're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. More from Laurie and Turner's when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app and a Mightier 1090.
Lobster season is here. It's time to gear up with the best in the business. Promar, based in SoCal. Promar knows lobster and makes everything you need to catch these tasty critters. The Promar guys are hardcore lobster fishermen and have designed the most successful hoop nets and accessories on the market, including the Ambush XL Heavy 14-pound 36-inch rigid hoop nets, the largest allowed by law. Visit Promar on Facebook or on the web at promarahi.com.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
Hey, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And Lori, one of the reels that is a big highlight at Turner's Outdoorsman from Shimano is the Speedmaster, right?
Speedmaster. The Talica is. That's classic. It's been around a long time, and so that's a great reel. But I think that Shimano needed to come up with something that wasn't $500, so they came up with the Speedmaster. It's the Talica internals. But on the Talica, that's a cut frame, and the Speedmaster has a forged frame, so that's where they can make it more affordable.
It's half the price, right?
It's half the price.
Yeah.
But it's got the same amount of drag, 40 pounds of drag. It's just as smooth. It feels great. So it's a more affordable Shimano.
Small Shimano.
It's basically the almost like what the Trinidad is to the Torium.
Yeah.
You know?
And it comes in what sizes?
It comes in the 12, the 16, the 20, and the 25.
Wow. So you have the variety. So you get a 20 or 25, you have power to land big, big fish.
For about $300 instead of $600.
So get it at your local Shimano dealer, the Shimano Speedmaster.
Mm-hmm. Don't give up on finicky fish and light bites. The secret to getting more bites is thinner leader for more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label Leader Material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader shy fish. With exceptional knot and tensile strength, this advanced leader material has been proven all season long on finicky tuna as big as 100 pounds on 40-pound tests. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Hi, this is Scott Sherman for Snap Insurance. I'm back from City Hall and ready to help you with all your insurance needs. I can provide you with the best in boat insurance at the lowest rates. But there's more to a policy than just a low rate. I know the coverage you need and will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Work with us to wrap your home, auto, and boat policy to save even more money. We can also help you with your commercial or business insurance. Call me, Scott Sherman, at Snap Insurance, 619-908-3100 or snapins.com.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanese, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090. Let's Talk Hookup. We're having such a fun time. We want you to join us. 213. That's the telephone number. We're giving away a full-day trip on the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing.
Yeah, fantastic. And the phones are packed, so let's jump into it,
Corey. Let's do it. How about John? John from Mira Mesa. Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, John.
Good morning, John.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys. I had a hard time hearing you.
There's John.
So, Lori, hi.
Good morning, John.
This time of year, if I'm going surf fishing, okay, so anyway, surf fishing, this time of year, I like to use lugworms.
Okay, so what do you think for surf fishing?
I think we lost him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you think? Sounds like he's on a bad cell connection.
But that's all right. He's so, yeah.
So, yeah, what about surf fishing?
So, surf fishing, lugworms are great.
It's a great time of the year,
yeah,
really.
It is a great time of the year. I don't think there's a lot of sand crabs out there right now. Surf fishing's always better when the sand crabs are, but maybe the water's still warm enough. I haven't been out in a while, but I love surf fishing. I go wherever I travel to, I bring a surf rod too. But lugworms work great. Carolina rig them. One little trick, they're a long worm. They're like 6 inches. So you almost want to put your hook on them and then run them up your, literally up your line.
Like thread them on.
Thread them on. And then leave just about an inch and a half of the bottom hanging out, because when you get bit on those, half the time it just gets a bit off and they miss the hook. So if you lose a little bit of the tail, you can slide it down the line and get it out on another little piece of the tail.
Listen to these tips. I know. That's a good tip.
So, and then, of course, I would probably say the number one artificial that we sell and that works great is the Berkley Camo Sandworm. It's got a scent to it. It looks like a lugworm or a bloodworm.
Extremely
but
real.
It's looking. Like 2 inches long.
Yeah.
And that thing, I've had Bill Varney come do a lot of seminars for me at Turner's, and so I've learned a lot from him, too. But he says he'll use that Camo Sandworm and walk down the beach to find the fish, and then once he finds where the perch are, then he'll start with his sand crabs or other baits. But that's like the finder, that one, the Berkley Camo Sandworm.
Great tips.
So, and the red is a great color, too.
Red. Okay.
And then if not, you've got your big hammer, the little grub tails.
Yes.
I tell people when you're surf fishing, if you see a mussel on a rock, break it off, take a piece out, anything, a little crab, whatever's on the beach is what the fish are looking for to eat. So you can you can find bait just about anywhere.
Yeah. That's true.
Good tips. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
You know, we had a great text last week, right, that really relates today to Lori, right?
We did, Pete. And yeah. It was so fitting. It was just so perfect. Hey, by the way, if you want to text the show, just go to the app and hit, text the show. We'll get it that way. And Kaylee did so. Kaylee from Chula Vista, just so fitting. This is from last week, Lori. But she wants to know, is there going to be another woman's only charter? When and where and what boat? That's from Kaylee in Chula Vista.
Well, 6 years ago, Art and Celia Taylor from The Searcher came to Wendy Toshihara and myself and said, what do you think? You think you guys could put together an all-lady angler trip for a three-day trip? And I was thinking, 25 women on a boat? I don't know if I can find 25 women that will want to go for 3 days. A lot of people want to go for 1 day. Well, we filled it. We're 6 years.
Wow.
And we wanted to make it like a 101. We have many women that fished some. We had women that never fished at all. Maybe they caught a trout up in the Sierras. They got on board of our first charters, and now they've grown over the last 6 years. The same women get off the boat and re-sign up.
No kidding.
They bring their mothers. They bring their daughters. And we're very hands-on educational. Wendy and I will put on little how to catch a bait seminar. Anybody want to learn how to throw a jig, meet me up on the bow. We're going to throw irons. Meet Wendy at the galley table. We're going to go over your knots. So we've made it very educational. And very friendly.
Yeah.
We have a lot of fun. We're really loud. You get a bunch of women.
Hey, when you get you and Wendy together, it's nothing but fun.
That's why they call us AK Thelma and Louise.
Yeah,
and I'm Thelma. I get us in trouble, she gets us out. So this trip has been going on for 6 years, and we continued to fill it, but within a month after we got back the next year's trip.
Wow. And the search is such the perfect boat for
perfect
it, because Art and Celia run such an awesome operation.
They do, and they actually, even for our ladies' trip, Celia and Aaron, they make little bags for every gal with a little mermaid hand lotion, and they do the little trips, and then we'll be served when the table will be full of mimosas when we get on the boat, and they'll serve us wine for dinner. So I know we get extra treatment because I do charters with Searcher with the men or the open party trips.
And I know Turner's probably throws in a lot of
Turner's
great stuff.
Turner's is very generous.
Yeah.
This year was a little tight because we don't have product to give away. But on the ladies' trip, so just this year, we finally decided, let's just make another three-day ladies' trip. So this next year for 22, August 19th through the 22nd, we leave on a Friday morning and we're back by a Monday morning. We call this an offshore retreat. We've done this because we have women, stay-at-home moms, doctors, lawyers, tackle salespeople, all walks of life. So it gives us a three-day weekend to go offshore and have our retreat.
And get prime time, too.
And get away from the world. So we've had fantastic trips. So now, starting for next year, 2022, for was it Karen or anybody?
It was Kaylee. Yeah.
Anybody interested out there? We've just opened up the second Lady Angler special, and it's going to be back to back. So we'll go.
Cool.
The first trip, which I believe is already full, is August 19th, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Come in Monday.
Come in Monday morning. And then we're going to fill another boat, 25 more women, and we're going to leave as soon as the first batch gets off, and we're going to leave for another day and go the 22nd, 23rd, or let's see, the 20...
For the three days.
Yeah. The Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah.
So that trip, if you're out there listening, we still have, I think, about 10 to 12 spots open.
Wow. And these are on the searcher.
And they're all on the searcher.
Oh, so cool.
Limited to 25?
Limited to... I think we can take like 27, but okay. You always go on 25 to 27. All your food's included. The searcher does have staterooms, so you're not in bunks.
Right.
That's 2 to 3 women per room. We have a lot of women, just they're not even coming with their friends. They're just, I'm by myself. I flew in from Vegas.
Wow.
And I trout fished, and I've always wanted to learn to fish tuna. We had a gal from Northern California, and she's all in. Celia has said that what Wendy and I have done with these women is that we've empowered them now to feel like they're signing up for 7-day trips, 10-day trips, because they feel confident. One of the gals, Jody, she told me, she's like, you know, I knew how to throw irons, but when I would go on a trip with mostly guys, I was always afraid of
intimidation.
Like I was afraid that if I cast and I mess it up, then I'm going to mess everybody
right.
up.
Yeah.
But now she's like, she's right up on the rail. We call ourselves the Iron Maidens. Most of the trips. So we have 4 or 5 women that follow us on our 7-day and 10-day trips. And a lot of times we'll laugh where there's like 5 women up throwing irons on the bow.
Oh,
and all the guys
awesome.
Are in the back bait fishing. And we're like, we're the Iron Maidens
that's
up
awesome.
Here.
That awesome. Sounds so like cool. Kaylee found her
so,
calling.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
no kidding. So just searchersportfishing.com and book that trip.
And book that trip.
Online. Yep. Yeah, right online.
You can go right online. Yeah. And they're great. You don't.
But you have to be a lady. You can't have a guys. You can't put a skirt on
skirt
and
Pete.
A wig. Okay?
You can't go, Pete.
Yeah.
Yeah.
<Do it.
laughs> Yeah. We try to do women. And our first trip has become now seasoned anglers. So the second trip will be another 101. So if you're out there and you've never done it, like we're hands-on educational with it.
Fantastic.
Turner's an Iserline and Seeker. Sophie Hun brings some Seeker rods for donations. Turner's provides free Iserline on the trip. So lots of goodies. You go home with more tackle than you came with. That's as well as our other trips. We have a 10-day on the American Angler in December. That's a Turner's Iserline. That's open
yeah,
party
yes,
anybody.
Right. Yeah.
There's usually about 3 or 4 women. Brian did say that what we brought, that they like that we bring women onto the trips too, because that kind of balances out testosterone on the trips, I guess.
Hey,
when
we come back, we're going to hear more about all the ladies' trips, because we got to take a break here. And you're listening to Let's Talk Hookups, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Mightier 1090.
Saturday, November 6th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. And it's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, over 20 reps from tackle manufacturers like Shimano. Come check out the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag 2-speed reels. The Talica features Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. When throwing jigs, the Shimano Trinidad is your top choice. For the best ever bargains, check out Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 6th. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all those miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards. We've got kayaks. We've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 super pongas. We have dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing is good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. It's unique.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charter is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. Check out Islander-Charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 1 1/2 to 5-day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit Islander-Charters.com for all the details. Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen and for fishermen in Mission Bay.
San Diego. Do you need a vehicle that's built ready for your next adventure? Well, your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered with the 2021 Ford Ranger. This adventure-ready truck is built with durable features like its frame-mounted step bumpers and high-strength steel frame. But that's not all. The Ford Ranger also has an available terrain management system with four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Looking to tow your boat or trailer to your next adventure? No problem. The 2021 Ford Ranger can handle that too and has smart technology like Bliss with trailer coverage to assist changing lanes and makes driving so much better when towing your boat or trailer. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com to learn more. That's buyfordnow.com and they'll be glad to hook you up.